Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the highest value, lowest effort moves in drum and bass transitions, noise sweeps. If you've ever felt like your intro to drop is solid, but the moment of impact still feels kinda flat, or like sections are just pasted next to each other, this is the fix. And we're going to build it in a way that's fast. One reusable rack, stock Ableton only, and a workflow where you're not drawing 20 automation lanes every time you need a lift. By the end, you'll have a simple riser and a downlifter plus optional space and width, all controlled with a few macros. The goal is under 60 seconds per transition once this is set up. Alright, let's jump in. First, let's set up the workflow the clean way. Create a new MIDI track and name it FX Noise Sweeps. Give it a bright color, something you'll spot instantly, and route it like the rest of your music, usually into your drum bus or premaster, depending on how your template is laid out. Quick question. Why MIDI for a noise sweep? Because it's consistent. A synth noise source is predictable, easy to automate, easy to copy and paste, and it doesn't rely on hunting through sample packs. This is about speed. Now for the noise source. Drop operator onto the FX track, go to global and set voices to 1. Mono is totally fine at the source stage, we can add width later where it actually makes sense. Then go to oscillator A and change it to noise. Set the level around -12 dB. Don't worry about it sounding quiet right now. We're going to shape and gain stage it properly. Now create a MIDI clip. Make it 8 bars long, because in drum and bass, that 8 bar build is the classic gets you into the drop without overstaying its welcome length. Draw one note across the entire 8 bars, something like C3. Doesn't really matter what note, because it's noise, but you want a constant trigger. Hit play. You should hear a steady hiss. It's boring on purpose. Now we turn it into a transition. Add auto filter after operator. Set the filter type to LP24. That's a steeper low pass, so when it opens up it feels dramatic, like the track is revealing energy instead of just getting louder. Set resonance somewhere around 0.35 to 0.55. Think of resonance as the edge or a whistle. Too little and it's just a volume ramp. Too much and it starts ringing and sounding cheap. Add a little drive, around 2 to 6 dB. Drive is a great urgency knob. It makes the sweep feel like it's pushing forward. Now automate the filter frequency. At the start of the clip, put it down around 150 to 300 Hz, so it's super muffled and tucked away. By the end of the clip, open it up to around 8 to 12 kHz. And here's a very drum and bass specific move, don't open it all the way too early. If your filter opens quickly in bar 1, you have nowhere to go for the last bar, and that last bar is where the tension needs to spike. Keep it darker for most of the build, then let it really brighten in the final 1 or 2 bars. Next, shape the volume like a real riser. Drop a utility after auto filter. We're using utility as a clean, simple gain stage and automation target. Automate utility gain so the sweep rises. Start it very low. It can even start at negative infinity, or just very quiet like -18 dB. Then ramp it up so by the end you're somewhere around -6 to -3 dB, depending on how dense your mix is. Now, teacher tip, the curve matters more than people think. A straight line sounds like automation. What you want is tension, so make it a slow rise for the first 6 bars, and then accelerate in the last bar. That late acceleration is a classic DNB feel at 172 to 175 BPM. It makes the build feel like it's being pulled toward the drop. Cool. Now we'll add space and stereo, but carefully. Put reverb after utility. Set the decay time somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Shorter before drops, longer into breakdowns. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so you keep a bit of clarity up front and the reverb doesn't immediately smear everything. High-cut the reverb at around 6 to 10 kHz. That stops the hiss from becoming painful. Low-cut the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz to keep mud out, and keep dry/wet modest, like 10 to 25%. In DNB, reverb is seasoning, not soup. Then add another utility after the reverb. This is your width control. Set width around 120 to 160% if you want it to lift the room, but don't just crank it and forget it. The danger zone is the low mids, roughly 200 to 600 Hz, where widening turns into smear. That's why filtering first is so important. At this point, you have an 8-bar riser that can sound surprisingly pro with just stock devices. But we also want the downlifter, that quick whoosh that makes the drop feel bigger. Here's the fast method. Duplicate that 8-bar MIDI clip, but make the duplicate 1 bar long. This is going to be your downlifter source. Now freeze and flatten the track. Right-click, freeze track. then right-click again, flatten. Now it's audio, which means we can do the reverse trick instantly. Take that new audio clip, consolidate it if needed, then reverse it. Add a small fade out at the end so it doesn't click. Place this reversed whoosh right on the drop, or even an eighth note before the downbeat if you want it to pull into the impact. That tiny timing choice can change the whole feel, so audition it both ways. Now comes the part that makes this a faster workflow lesson, turning it into a rack you can reuse. Select your devices, operator, auto filter, utility, reverb, utility. Group them into an audio effect rack. Now map macros, because macros are what keep you from drowning in automation lanes. Map a macro called sweep amount to the main utility gain, the one before reverb. Map filter open to auto filter frequency. Map resonance to auto filter resonance. Map drive to auto filter drive. Map space to reverb dry slash wet. Map tail to reverb decay. Map width to the final utility width. Save the rack and name it something obvious, like DNB Noise Sweep Fast Rack. Now huge coaching point, treat sweeps like automation containers. This audio version is shortened for playback.